Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Earl. Welcome back. We're Grant and Danny. You will hear more from Earl Forsey coming up in the Beltway Blitz today. We got to welcome in our Richmond audience, AM 910, FM 105.1. Quick reminder, kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention us, the show, and get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Marcus Mariota gets a one-year deal for $6 million. The question we've got for you guys, what does this mean for Sam Howell?
This is basically, again, insurance to me. Like, the way I think about it is, if you need someone to play a little bit, Marcus Mariota's your guy. If you need someone to play for an extended period of time, presumably something happens, God forbid, to the rookie quarterback, like Anthony Richardson last year in Indianapolis, for example, or something like that, then maybe you go back to Sam Howell and do that sort of extended, hey, this year is a wash. We're not really in the business of playing a veteran on his fifth team in 3 years, whatever the hell it is. There's not much upside in that. There may be some in Howell. This is one part mentorship, although a tweeter brought up a very good point. I'm at Funny Danny Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. Mariota, in a different role, albeit a kind of guy that was given the job, at least in part, basically quit on the Atlanta Falcons and walked out in a way that wasn't particularly professional. So I'm hoping that everybody feels assuaged in that regard. And like, yes, we know he's going to be we eyes wide open as to why he's here.
I hope you did some digging on that.
Yeah, that's
found out what went on there.
I'm sure some questions were asked and assurances were given. So I do feel better about that given this current regime. But it's an important data point. But to me, this makes Sam Howell that much more expendable and makes it indicate even more that he's not part of their immediate plans. And if you're not part of their immediate plans, then again, the word is expendable to me.
On Drake May and Jaden Daniels at number two, we can debate back and forth. Who do they take? What do they end up being? That's going to be the biggest conversation that we have in the months ahead at quarterback. The rest is furniture in the room, Danny. The rest is the chair you don't notice when you walk into someone's living room. Was it green? Was it brown? What was it? It doesn't really matter to me if the chair is pink or purple. this is the backup quarterback. And off of the bench, I think Mariota can be fine. If he's starting for a stretch in year one of this operation, they're not going to be good in that stretch. The whole season's going to be about the development of the young quarterback that they choose, whoever that is. For the sake of the discussion, let's just put a placeholder in and say it's Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
If they take Jaden Daniels at number two, everything that they do, starting already this offseason, should have been about, whether, you know, they may not know who it is, but bettering his situation, supporting cast, giving him the best chance to have a fluid and solid rookie year and a successful early career. That's every decision that they make. So I would hope that they did some due diligence to find out that Mariota's a really good teammate, that he wants to play mentor, that he is here to help answer questions. He's obviously extremely comfortable as a backup. He's been one three of the last 4 years. That's been his primary job. He was in Vegas to Carr for multiple years with the Raiders as a backup. He was last year in Philly with Hurts and would only very rarely come into the game for a pinch here or there. Snap there, snap somewhere else. 15 of 23. I think he threw 23 passes all year. So it's not like he's coming in here thinking he's going to start. But I think with Mariota, and frankly with this whole class, we probably have to be very realistic setting expectations. They have not signed anyone who's going to win an All-Pro. They just haven't. They have not signed anyone probably that's going to make a Pro Bowl. I really like Frankie Louvu, and I think maybe he could be that guy. If you go out and you have six sacks and 140 tackles and, you know, pick off a couple passes on a pretty good defense, you can make a Pro Bowl or two. So he's got that upside. I suppose there's a ceiling for Dorrance Armstrong where maybe he has a 10 or 11 sack season. Maybe it's a down year at the position. You make a Pro Bowl. We've seen Biotish kind of luck back into one already recently where a couple centers said no thank you, and he was a part of an O-line that people thought was pretty good on a good offense. But they're not signing stars. So we shouldn't 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks into the season look back and go, man, Cleveland Farrell's just a role player, and you know Armstrong's on pace for only 9 sacks. Like, yeah, that's the money they're spending.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're doing. They're just raising the bar. This has been, to me, this offseason so far has kind of been more about the floor than the ceiling. And maybe their philosophy and their paradigm is, we'll think ceiling and we'll make some of those moves a couple years down the road. We're not there yet. You need a couple of those floor off seasons to go from 4 wins to 6 wins, 6 wins to 8 wins. And then when you're 8-9, 9-8, maybe now you start thinking about 11 or 12 wins. It's kind of what San Francisco did when Peters was there with Kyle Shanahan. But what does the Mariota addition mean for Sam Howell is the question. So I guess very specifically my answer is, I think it gives you a chance to trade him if you get the right offer. I think the discussion today is, what is Sam Howell worth on the market, and when does it become more valuable to you than having a prospect as a third quarterback who's flashed and shown some things? A sixth-round pick is not more valuable to me than having Sam Howell in my building still. After the year he had, showing what he did last year, not a particularly great situation in terms of O-line, coordinating, but there was enough bad, too, where you go, now that sack propensity is a real problem. The mistakes and the decisions that he made, you can coach him out of some of those, but it's probably always going to be a guy that's going to keep both teams in the game, little gunslinger to him. So he screams to me, high-end backup, low-end starter. That's kind of what we're talking about, like a Gardner Minshew-type profile. But we just saw Gardner Minshew get paid again to potentially come in and start for another bad team. I'm not trading Sam Howell for a 6. I think a 5, if it's a bad team that's got an early fifth-round pick, yeah, that is now a conversation I'll have. A 4th, absolutely I'm doing that. But to me, that's now the new discussion. You couldn't have had it until today. When it came up, remember a couple weeks ago, there was some report out there, Washington is talking or interested. Or
there was interest in Sam Howell.
They'd be willing to answer the phone on Sam Howell. At that point, you needed Sam Howell. Today, you need him a little bit less. You have a guy that is, I don't think Marcus Mariota would be as good as Howell over 17 games probably, but you have a guy that is a true backup that can serve that role. And now, all of a sudden, a 4th-round pick could turn into a starting tight end or a good linebacker. A 5th-round pick, if you hit on that, you know, Cam Curl was a 7. Like, you can win in the late rounds. And if Peters is who we think he is, he certainly can turn a fifth-round pick into something that helps you a lot more than a third quarterback.
Indeed. I mean, I take a pretty cutthroat approach to this thing in general. And I know not everybody thinks the way I do. In fact, nobody does, which I think is probably good. But to me, I go, is this person going to play for me for the, in the duration of his current contract? If the answer is no, then I'm looking to trade him. I don't just do it just to hear myself do it. Like, I'm not just giving guys away for, you know, conditional seventh rounders or ham sandwiches, but that's what I'm looking to do. The instant someone is no longer part of my plans, they are a bonus to me. And that's what Sam Howell is. I feel like you can find a Gardner Minshew. Now, that's more expensive. But you can find a third quarterback anytime, all the time. Like, the instant he's not my plan anymore, and he's not, their plan is the number two pick and a mentor slash small sample backup, I don't care about my third guy. And I know that's, I'm really in the minority on that one because he did show some really good things last year. But the instant you start going in this other direction, when's he going to play? He plays if something terrible happens. And if something terrible happens, something terrible has happened. And I don't really care about the results at that point.
Let's go to Johnny in Virginia Beach. Johnny, what do you think the Marcus Mariota one-year signing $6 million as a backup does for Sam Howell?
I honestly think he's out, like out. I think you're completely right. If you can get like a fourth, maybe a high fifth, you know, just gone. Anything less than that, keep him. I mean, if you really need that third quarterback, I mean, there's that guy, Rocky Lombardi, you could probably find in the seventh round. And there's other options out there if you really need some guy for a practice squad. Can I just say, I think the least favorite player that we got out of the free agency so far is Nick Allegretti. That guy, I mean, you're signing a guy with a torn UCL to maybe be a starter. I mean, I think you could have gone with a guy like Cody Whitehair that was on the Bears for a really similar amount of money, and it just had a down year last year, and kind of see what happens with them. But appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
You know what I'm interested in with Allegretti? I kind of mentioned this last hour, but this is one of the few projection signings, right, where it's not a one-year, low-ceiling, low-floor, Cleveland Farrell, you kind of know what he is. This is a Peters-Newmark operation, kind of forecasting. We're going to get more out of him than the Chiefs did. He could have started, and they just had a better situation, so we're going to bring him in for services not yet rendered. And I kind of like getting to see what that looks like because we know that the Marty Party and Rivera were wrong just about every single time they did that. But there's not that many of those signings in this crop, right? So this is, I don't want to call it a risk when it's $9 million guaranteed and you're only paying the guy 16 over three and it's really more of a two-year deal for him for like $9 million bucks. Right, or around $5 million per-ish. So it's not that risky. But compared to the other ones, I would say Eckler maybe to the same extent, although you have great knowledge of the person because Anthony Lynn was with him as his head coach and running the offense with the Chargers. I think the Allegretti thing to me is the most captivating to watch play out as it pertains to whether they were right or wrong on something.
Yeah, to your point, this is one of those, if they're right, you're sitting there going, oh, my God, this is the regime we've always wanted.
Yeah.
Right? Where they know more than everybody else.
Like, if he has an awesome year at guard, he's like the 11th best guard in the league via PFF or something, and everyone's going, this Allegretti guy was a steal. Former seventh-round pick, started in the Super Bowl. How about the Commanders?
And it would be the ultimate sort of, you know, paradigm shift outside looking in. Because think about this. Every time, I don't say every time, 98% of the time, maybe, 98 degrees percent of the time, when Washington thought differently than everyone else, they were wrong. Everyone from Carson Wentz to, you know, name that celebrity signing or in the draft. Like when Washington was like, we got this guy, Sue Cravens. You know, we got this guy, Rocky McIntosh with bad knees. We got anytime that they went, or Jamin Davis in the first round, anytime they kind of went against the grain or anti-convention, it blew up in their face. This is that group doing that. And that's fine. I'm more than willing. Here's a bunch of rope. Do what you want with it. For Peters and company, you're basically going and saying, somebody that didn't really do a whole lot. There's not a lot of tape on this guy. Now, if he's backing up one of the best players in the league, we think he's going to do more, and he'll outperform this deal because that's why he signed someone. That I'm fascinated to see if that happens.
This is a Rivera-ish deal, though. Like, this is what they were doing at the guard position. They just happened to be wrong on the guys that they brought in.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tweet from someone online. It was saying, like, I love that this group is prioritizing the offensive line. I mean, basically what they've done on the O-line is kind of comparable to what the previous group was doing, to be completely honest. They gave $10 million a year to Chase Roullier. He ended up getting hurt, and that was inside the organization. They never went out and got a center on the market aggressively on day one, like Peters did yesterday, which is why I like the Biotish addition, not a star, but an upgrade. But it's a $10 million center, which, you know, the last group gave Roulier that money. It's a kind of a cheap option at guard that you seem to think is better than some other people do. So we have seen that before. You just got to see if they're right about that. You know, a big departure would have been going out and paying a tackle a ton of money, you know, $15, $18, $20 million. Or if you go, you know, break the bank on Bakhtiari or something, not that at this point of his career, he's worth doing that for. Let's go to Rod in D.C. on Grant and Danny. We're talking quarterbacks here. Mariota in. What's it mean for Sam Howell?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man.
Happy 70 degrees in March day.
Day.
Hey, beautiful. I asked Alexa today what the temperature was while I was putting the left leg into the jeans, and then I audibled, tobacco, 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 52 is Mike, to the khaki shorts.
There we go. That's how we do it. Omaha. But I'm actually I like it, right? Sam Howell, he's cool, right? But let's let him, if we depart, let him flap his young wings somewhere else, right? Thank you, Sam Howell, for your contribution last year. But we're going to draft a young guy. We need a veteran backup, right? I think Cliff Kingsbury will know just what to do with Mariota if he has to come in for a short stint. And apparently Mariota is, like, really smart. It's just that his body doesn't do what his brain says, but he has a big brain on him. So hopefully, like, this will all work out well. But I'm looking forward. So if Sam Howell's behind us, then that's where he is.
Appreciate you, Rod. Thank you. The Commanders are not done adding talent on the edge at defensive end. They have added another veteran pass rusher. Let's get you some breaking news right now.
And this breaking sports news on the Fan presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or by visiting BetQL.com. How about another pass rusher? According to Jordan Schultz, NFL insider for the Bleacher Report, the Commanders have come to terms with Dante Fowler Jr. He plans to sign with the Commanders. So new coach, defensive guy Dan Quinn continues to bolster that defense. Yet another free agent signing, 9 now. In the past 2 days, as it's been reported, Dante Fowler Jr. will sign with the Commanders. From the Crop Midcap 5-Star Sports Desk with breaking sports news, I'm Earl Forsey on the Fan.
Fowler, who was at one point in time drafted way up at the top of the board, number 3 overall back in 2015, huge disappointment early in his career in Jacksonville, but he's had some big seasons, 11.5 sacks with the Rams, remember, when they made a deep run. He has spent the last 2 years, stop me if you've heard this before, with the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
where he played for Dan Quinn.
Oh.
And on the same defense that was partially coached by Joe Witt Jr. Familiarity is the theme here, right? You got Lynn and Eckler reuniting. You got Ertz and Kingsbury reuniting. Now you've got Armstrong and Fowler and Biotish and Dan Quinn all coming back together in a new building. This has happened, you know, throughout this period where they go get guys that some of their coaches have worked with. Cleveland Farrell was playing for Daryl Tapp in San Francisco with Adam Peters there, now in Washington. But here's what I like about this. Cleveland Farrell, you give him a month, he may not get to the quarterback a whole lot. I mean, he's better at it now than he was early in his career, but it was 3.5 sacks last year, 42% of snaps. Fowler was situationally used where he played like a quarter of the snaps in Dallas and had 4 sacks last year, had 6 the year before that. It's been good for right around 4 to 6 over the last 3 or 4 years, but he's bounced all over the place. Jacksonville, the Rams, the Falcons, the Cowboys. So this is kind of a hired gun. You pair him maybe with Armstrong, with Farrell, and they are continuing to add defensive end help to the point where it's way less of a need now going into the draft, where you would have said 36 or 40 has to be an edge. And at this point, if the guy that you love is there, great. But otherwise, now you can see them going with a weapon on offense or something.
Right. The last time Dante Fowler, and you're right, he's been a disappointment based on his draft stock, but as a situational pass rusher, he's been more than serviceable. The last time he played 3 quarters of snaps, he had 11.5 sacks. But I don't think he's an every down defensive end or edge or linebacker otherwise.
My guess is he probably would have gotten another shot too.
Well, for sure. But, you know, he's a liability probably in run games. And you know, there's a reason he's not on the field every down. And they like him as a situational guy. I imagine he does the same thing here. So you could sort of look for a handful of sacks.
He was on the field last year 202 times to rush the quarterback and only 60 times against the run. And I'm guessing some of those were run down, you know, run plays on passing downs.
Yeah.
But his passing grade via PFF, much better than his run grade, to your point. I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so this again, I see this as an insurance policy, right? The same way you have three tackles, one starter on either side, and then kind of a swing guy. That's what Fowler is to me. But the defensive end version, right? He's there to rush the passer on third down. You get a second and long, he might trot on the field to do that, resting guys. Dan Quinn loves to rotate players. If it's basically, if you're not named Micah Parsons, you came off the field a bunch for him, you know, by and large. So, again, this is one of those placeholding, low, I don't want to say low ceiling, but potentially fairly low ceiling, medium floor type signings to improve the talent level there. So now you're going to see a mix of guys. So to your point, it takes the pressure off of having to do something else.
Cal Manders or Comboys? Still workshopping those
two. I don't love it either way.
Guys do not love it.
Right, because I hate our name and then I hate them. So it's like a bunch of things together that are terrible. It's like the world's worst burrito.
Someone forgot to tell Dan Quinn about all the whole
thing.
Just get me good football players. I don't care where they're from, what teams they played for. More on Dante Fowler. Also, we'll be joined by Chris McClain, Charlotte Radio. I want to talk to him about what I perceive to be the best move the Commanders have made in free agency to this point in adding a Mike linebacker who can rush the quarterback. You're listening to The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cardinals must get to the 37 for a first down. Murray throws, picked off by Luvu. Frankie Luvu down the sideline. He's in for a Panthers touchdown.
Frankie Luvu. Doesn't take long watching him to be really, really impressed. It's funny because you look up his 40 time. It's not like he's a fast guy. But, man, does he come downhill with some anger. He plays violent. When I watch him, I think about what Joe Witt Jr. was saying about his defense. It's not for everybody. And we're going to hit you. You're going to feel it. Frankie Luvu in week 18 is playing for a 2-win Panthers team and just going on missions where you and me are meeting in the middle of the formation.
And we're going to see what happens.
Line of scrimmage, helmet to helmet, and one of us is falling over and it ain't going to be me. I mean, just he's a dog. I really, really like what I've seen from him. Really good player. Fourth highest graded player via PFF on their defense last year. I think third among their regulars on an excellent top 10 defense for Ejiro Evora. But we wanted to get some insight on the new commander, Frankie Luvu, who got the most money of anybody that they've signed of their now 10 free agent additions, if you count Ertz from last week. So to get that information and some intel on him, Chris McClain, Charlotte Radio, joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Chris, thank you for the time. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Very, very good. Educate us on Frankie Louvu.
Well, from what I heard you were saying, I don't even know if my services are needed. I thought it sounds like you got a pretty good idea of what you're getting. I mean, listen, this is a player. The Brian Burns thing upset Panther fans, me included, for a lot of reasons. One is just the compensation they got back at, you know, and the way they played that whole situation. But losing Frankie Louvu as a football player, that one hurts in a different way. You're losing a heart and soul type player, man. You are losing a guy that not only can do just about anything you need on the defense, with, you know, as a blitzer, he's just amazing. Playing the run, you can play him off the edge. You can play him as an off-ball linebacker. And then you throw in the thing we love the most here in Carolina is just he's one of those heart and soul guys, man. Like one of those guys that is emotional on the field. His teammates respond to him. He leaves it all out there on the field. And it's disappointing. I guess the word is the Panthers made a similar offer and he chose to go there. I guess, you know, because Dan Quinn, you know, and the thought that he might get used more as a pass rusher. I wish him the best, man. But this one hurts to lose a player like Fred. He will be one of the fan favorites very quickly. He's one of those players that just we watch him play and it's like, man, that guy cares, you know? So y'all are going to love him.
Chris, where's he best suited to line up?
I mean, again, he's pretty versatile. I mean, there was times where Carolina, you know, needed someone to line up on the edge opposite Burns and he could line up there at the edge for you. I mean, I think the best spot for him is playing, you know, off-ball linebacker and just, you know, going after things in front of him in the run game. When it's blitz time, I think he had a 19% pass rush win rate on PFF, you know, as a pass rusher. And as a blitzer, he's great too. You can put him on the edge. It could be, you know, third and seven. He'll go off the edge and get a big play for you too. I think the coverage is maybe the weakest part of his game, but I wouldn't say it's bad. But he's a football player, man. It's just one of those guys where it's kind of like his position is football player. He can do anything for you. And I think that's one of the good things about him. That and the fire and the attitude, the versatility also is a big thing.
Watching him last night, it seemed like he was their Mike linebacker and base, right?
Yeah, once Shaq Thompson went out, that he really kind of took that role over. I think he did. I would say before Shaq got hurt last year, like let's say 2 years ago, I think you would have seen him maybe, you know, sent to the edge a little bit more. Once Shaq Thompson got injured, which happened, I want to say like maybe the first game or second game last year, he really took that role over. I mean, and so it's probably the best role for him, but he really is one of those guys, like whatever you need, you know, in these areas I'm describing, he can give you a little bit of. But I think last year, he really made that position his own.
Chris McClain, 92.7 WFNZ in Charlotte with us here on G&D. So why did it take so long for people to realize that he could rush the passer that way? It seems that a lot of years squandered with him doing other stuff, Chris.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. When he came to Carolina, I mean, they got him so cheap. The Jets viewed him, and I would crack a joke about the Jets' incompetence, but I'm a Panther fan. So I realize, I look in the mirror, yeah. And I know what I'm seeing.
You see the kettle over there.
The Jets only used him as a special teamer, which was, we got him and had no idea what we were signing. They got a real bargain, and then they also signed him to an extension that was still a bargain, you know. And then this time they weren't getting that bargain. They end up losing the bidding war. I think the Panthers kind of warmed up to it. The Panthers also have been so dysfunctional in terms of different coaching staffs, you know, in here and different coordinators. So I think it took them a while to kind of figure out what they had there. But he really did emerge. And I think it was 2 years ago where they asked him, you know, to do even more edge work. I think it was the last part of Phil Snow before Matt Rhule and his crew got run out of there. And then Steve Wilks, I think, embraced it too. I think 2 years ago is the one where he was used even a little more rushing the passer off the edge. But it sounds like that, and I'm sure y'all been talking about it, but it sounds like that's one of the things that maybe he was convinced Washington would do more with him. So I don't know. Maybe if last year, if Vigiero Vero, the D coordinator here, did more of that with him, and, you know, maybe he'd still be here. It sounds like that's something he wants to do more of.
Our guest, an expert on Carolina Panthers football, breaking down what is my favorite of the moves Washington's made, and I guess I'm not out on a limb, the most money they've spent on any player was on Frankie Louvu, Chris McClain, Charlotte Radio. So, Chris, it does sound like they wanted to keep him because someone said, I was talking to a buddy yesterday, they're like, if he's so good, why did he get away? I mean, is this something where for the last couple of weeks fans have been kind of upset that there was no negotiating or that they hadn't gotten something done? And I know, as you said, that they tried to keep him last minute, but was it known for a while that he might be walking?
Yeah, at first, you know, Dan Morgan said all the right things. New Panthers GM said all the right things at the combine, you know, in terms of, hey, we want to keep him. And Dan Morgan had this big thing at the presser where he was introduced as GM. He got elevated from assistant GM. And he had this big thing about we need dogs on this football team. Guys like I played with, you know, and he mentioned his Panther teammates from the past. And I'd be damned if he didn't say that. And I'm thinking, well, there's no more of a dog on this team than Frankie Louvu. So I think early on we thought because of that, well, he's describing Frankie Louvu. That's got to be the guy that he wants to keep. He said all the right things at the combine. And then there was even a report from one of the national insiders that, hey, at the pre-combine, at the combine, Frankie Louvu's agent is going to talk with Dan Morgan. But I noticed after that, like last couple weeks, there was nothing. Like, whereas with Burns, you heard the talk about, hey, they're negotiating. Oh, now the talks are off and they're just going to tag him. But with Louvu, you didn't hear anything. And then when it got to free agency yesterday, I just thought that was a bad sign. It felt like with us, especially with us putting the tag on Burns, it kind of felt like, well, Louvu's, if you can't lock him up before we get to free agency, I'm not sure they can keep him. And I think that happened. It seems like they made an effort there. But I don't know if they made it the type of priority. I mean, it seems like clearly if you look at the two big guard signings the Panthers made, $33 million per year total in two guards and Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis, it sounds like they're so consumed with let's protect Bryce Young, which I think they should be consumed with. But it seems like it came at the expense of wanting to spend dollars on defense. And it seems like Louvu and Burns were part of that.
Chris, you mentioned this, but love you to go in depth a little bit on Louvu as a pass defender. How is he in coverage, strengths, weaknesses therein?
Yeah, I do think I would say that might be his weakest point. Like, I know if you look at the, you know, analytics, the PFF, stuff like that, I mean, that's where his grades and numbers won't be the best. But I wouldn't say he's weak in that area. You know, I would just say he is. He's better moving forward. I mean, plays behind the line of scrimmage. I think 2 years ago, I want to say he was right around top five in tackles for loss in the league and had seven sacks and was up there in tackles for loss. He makes plays around the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage. So he's I think downhill's his best, even when it's third down or so and they send him on blitzes. So I think the pass coverage is more average, I would say, but I wouldn't say he's bad at it. You know, I just think the other areas he excels in more.
What kind of dude is he? I mean, what do you know about him off the field?
Well, he just, it's crazy. He's from Samoa originally, and he just got his citizenship in the U.S. I want to say like a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And he was emotional about it. There was a video of him breaking down into tears. It meant that much to him. So I think that kind of story kind of endeared him, how much it meant to be an American citizen. I think that endeared him with fans too. And then you see him, you know, getting ready for games and he has this, it was the haka dance. I think is, you know, this dance.
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and he would do it like, you know, out there before games, teammates would sometimes join. It's just, he's got personality. He's got, and then on the field, you're going to see him and he plays like his hair's on fire. He is extremely likable. I mean, he's a hell of a football player, but he's just that guy. I can't stress enough that y'all are going to find that you really want to root for, man. You got a good one. This is not a fun interview, man. I don't like coming on telling other fans, man, you got a guy that I love as a player, but I can't lie. I can't lie to you, man. This is a good one. It seems like a great dude, too.
Can I sneak in one real quick on the Panthers? We got about a minute left. Are you guys worried about Bryce Young yet, or do you kind of chalk last
Blake
year
wants
up,
for help, Chris.
Or it was last year just a disaster, and you're going to wait-and-see mode?
I mean, I've tried to stay in wait-and-see mode, maybe for my own sanity, because if he doesn't work out, I mean, my Lord, this organization that already is either the worst or one of the worst right now gets set back even a few more years, right? If all they gave up for Bryce Young is for nothing, I do think he got so little help last year, which is why I think they're making such like a radical decision on Burns and even Luvu. Like, I think they're realizing we've got to sacrifice. They're not in a position with a ton of assets, right? Draft collateral wise, because of the young trade. And I think they kind of feel like we got to sacrifice good defensive players to go get offensive line help for Bryce. I would expect a big move on weapons too, whether it's free agency and or the draft. I just think he got so little help. Look at the coaching. The coaching staff was a complete mess. I mean, there were guys going behind Frank Reich's back. First of all, Frank Reich, I thought, was putting an offense out there that was counter to what Bryce does well. Then some of the offensive assistants were going behind his back, and then he gets fired after seven games. I think Dave Canales, who's been good with Geno Smith and good with Baker Mayfield, could be a good help for him. So that's a long answer of saying I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but the more resources they use to help him, you guys know, the more pressure then it's on him.
Chris, this is great, man. Really appreciate the time and insight, buddy. Thank you.
All right, guys. Be good.
Check out Chris on WFNZ in Charlotte joining us where he does what we do on the radio station that covers the Panthers. Great information from him. Luvu, dude. Have you watched any of him? I mean, just so, so physical.
If you see Carolina, you see him.
Yeah.
It reminds me of some, you know, again, it's not the same as Luke Kuechly. It's a Hall of Famer. But, like, if you didn't know anything, you'd go, who's that? Like, he stands out because he flies around so fast.
Double play next. And we still got to react to Dante Fowler being on the move and coming to Washington. That is three Dallas Cowboys, 30% of the haul here of their 10 players since last week. 33%, three of the nine since the start of the league period yesterday. Former Cowboys, G&D on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our double play in moments driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. All of a sudden, the Commander's defensive end room, certainly not flashy or exotic or sexy. It's not going to be a group that piles up sacks, but they're rugged and capable, I would say. Dante Fowler just added on what appears to be a one-year deal. Before free agency, the only guys under contract were last year's draft picks, fifth and seventh rounders, K.J. Henry and Andre Jones, who started five times down the stretch combined. So there were five starts in the D-end room for the Commanders before free agency. Now there are 106 because Cleveland Farrell, former top five pick, Fowler, former top five pick, and the best of the three, Dorrance Armstrong, not a top five pick. who's actually been more productive here over the last few years. Those three guys have combined for 101 career starts.
So if you look at it, though, none of these guys, we talk about this with Eddie Rosario signing to the Nationals. Nobody's blocking any of the prospects, right? That's part of the design, where you don't go pay a whole bunch of money to a free agent where he's locked in for 2, 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, making sure that Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Robert Hassel and company can't come up and play in the major leagues when they're ready. This is a similar approach to free agency. This is an upgrade over what they had, but there's nobody that's so indispensable that they go, this guy that we thought would be long gone in the first round is sitting on the board for us at 36. We have a new defensive end. You know what I mean? Like, to me, this is the perfect sort of threading of the needle here to upgrade the talent, which they needed to do. You get some veteran presence, which they needed to do at that spot. And you also don't break the bank for any of these guys that they've signed.
Right now, biggest need is left tackle. We're going to excuse quarterback and assume that they're taking one at two.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say left tackle.
Corner?
I'm big on a weapon at wide receiver or tight end, but I think you've got to slot that behind the secondary. Corner and safety are pretty sizable needs. Like, there's a lot of areas where they need more depth or better players. Still could add the linebacker. They don't have a 10-12 sack guy probably at defensive end, even though you've signed three. I'm not saying you're set everywhere, but like biggest areas of need where you literally just need a starter. Left tackle, maybe corner. If you're not keeping Cam Curl, probably safety. And then you can get into more wants. I want an X wide receiver. Kick Terry over to Z and have Jahan Dotson in the slot. I want a weapon at tight end so you don't have to count on Ertz having a big season. End of his career. Ooh, anything you would disagree with or change there?
No, I mean, corner to me is the priority. I mean, unless they walked in and went, they just misused Emmanuel Forbes. This is me reaching. But, this new regime goes, no, he'll be fine in this scheme that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt want to run. We don't need to upgrade that position, a first-rounder from last year. I don't see that, but, perhaps they would. There are names that everybody recognizes. I mean, Christian Holmes, preseason standout. Tre Castro-Fields has been pressed into action a number of times. Quan Martin, whether he's a nickelback or a safety or otherwise. Maybe they internally like some of those guys. I don't, but just thinking maybe that's the priority. They're not prioritizing it because of that. Also, the marketplace for those guys, for not necessarily for safety, but for corner, can get pretty steep pretty quick.
A squeeze in a double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Formula One Drive to Survive. Formula One Drive to Survive. It's so wonderful. This is the leader. This is the one seed. This is the original gangster. First into the breach on in-depth, unbelievable access documentaries for sports and people I didn't necessarily care about beforehand. It's riveting. It's incredible. It's awesome. Only complaint about season 6 is they went and got Danica Patrick to be a commenter. She didn't race in Formula One. I guess it's kind of neat to have a racer's perspective, but here's the thing. They have racers for the racer's perspective. They have the actual Formula One racers. If they wanted to get some recently retired guys or guys that were kicked out of seats over the last handful of years, they could have done that. She doesn't really add as much to the broadcast for me, but whatever. It's still so intoxicating. It's so good. I love it so much. They do a couple things really, really well, but the events in real time, this is a year ago, basically. This is the season that's taking place. The 2023 season was almost a year ago today as they're kind of getting going, right? There is there are a couple major events that in the show they're teasing and kind of working towards because we all know they happened at some point, and they do such a good job of kind of building towards those things, laying the groundwork multiple times over the course of a season. It's masterful. It's so good. I hope they make this show forever.
It's time for my double play. I've got to show myself. That I think you guys got to check out. Danny, you've got to watch this. This show, I'm gonna give it 8.5, 9 Buffalo Wings out
Whoa.
Of 10. And I'm going to say you'll love it. You've got to watch Formula One Drive to Survive.
That's a good bit.
You got to try it. I know you're opposed. I know you're reverse.
Mm.
I think you'll like this show. I really do.
The trolling
give it a
strong.
Look. Give it a try.
In order to pass by you under that bridge, you have to answer 3 riddles. Troll, but I love it. I respect it.
Thank you. 10 free agents added by the Commanders this offseason now. Should we count Ertz in the pile or not? I mean,
yeah.
You think so, right?
He's going to have a role.
Not only that, it was not like it was signed like a week after the season. It was a few days ago. He just got introduced to the media today in a little press conference out in Ashburn. All right, so here's the list. Tight end Zach Ertz. Let's grade the additions by Buffalo Wings, Danny.
Okay.
Tight end Zach Ertz.
Out of 10?
Yeah. I'll say 6 Buffalo wings.
5 Buffalo wings.
Defensive end Dorrance Armstrong.
That's an 8 Buffalo wings signing for Randy Duye.
That's 7
I'm a
and
Dorrance
a half.
Fan.
Tyler Biotish.
That's an 8 for
I'll
old
say
Randy
an 8
Duye.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Louvu.
7.5.
I'm going to go 8.5. Austin Eckler.
5.
I'll go 6 there. Brandon McManus.
3. It's a kicker.
6. Left guard Nick Aldretti.
5.5?
5.5 Buffalo wins.
Yeah.
Cleveland Farrell. Thanks for me. Marcus Mariota.
4.5 Buffalo wings.
I think we agree on that one. 4.5 Buffalo wings. Dante Fowler. How many chicken wings? Extra crispy, mild buffalo sauce.
Yeah, but hot because I want buffalo. That one's interesting to me because I don't know the terms yet. I don't know the terms on Farrell either.
True.
So just without knowing, situational pass rusher doesn't cost you a lot. That's a 5.5 buffalo
wing
situation.
We'll go 5.5 buffalo wings there. I can dig that. He's part of the Calmanders. Grant and Danny on the Fan, top of the hour. We go blitzing on G&D. We'll learn about Austin Eckler from Joe Reedy out in Los Angeles, covers the Chargers at 4:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.